guys? How's going? Hope you all are doing well. So, I hope you are able to listen to the chirping of birds as I'm standing in my balcony. So, today I'm gonna tell you a story of a pigeon, a life of a pigeon. So, recently, 1 month ago, it's January, so it's a winter season, so the birds here are facing a lot of issues. So in the morning there was a pigeon who was like trying to cover himself because he was feeling really very cold at 8 a.m. in the morning. So my mom saw him and my mom was like, maybe he's feeling something like, you know, cold and all something stuff like that. So that is why he's trying to cover himself. So after a few time at 10 o'clock or maybe at 11 o'clock, that pigeon just fainted or something like that in the middle of the plant. So when I saw him, I was taking my online classes at that time. At that time, I just put my phone aside and I just went out the stairs and I just saw that pigeon was lying there and his eyes were like closed, and I was like, there was a hope in my mind that the pigeon is still alive. So I tried my best to just, you know, give him a life. And there was a feeling inside me that no, he's not dead. He is alive. So I just tried to give him water. I just put a cloth on him. I just tried to give him some rays, a sun rays, or you can say some heat, so that I just rub his back so that he can just get up. Then he saw there was a shine in his eyes. So I just get some energy and I was feeling so happy, like, yeah, he's just getting up. So at that time I was so happy. Then I saw the movement in his legs also. At that time also I felt so happy that, yeah, he's just moving. But unfortunately at that time my mom said that just leave him alone for a time and just let you make her drink some amount of water and then just leave it alone. So then I just gave that pigeon some amount of water and then I just left him alone so that it will get some time and then his eyes will shine again and he will fly again. But after a few time, after an hour, I came back to check whether the pigeon is still at that side of balcony where I had put that pigeon, that bird. I came back and I saw that the pigeon was dead. At that time I was fully broken, like I was feeling so sad. I tried my best to save his life, but he was not alive anymore. Just because of the winter season, he was just dead. That was a broken moment for me, because I was trying for an hour to just make him just to get up. Whether I thought that whether because of cold, maybe he's not able to, you know, he's not able to just get up or something like that. So I was just trying with a cloth. I was rubbing his back, I was pushing his chest, but at the end the result was that he was dead. So that was a heartbreaking moment for me, which I can't forget ever, because I saw that shine in his eyes and the movement in his legs, which I felt in my hands, because the whole time that the bird was in my hands, the whole time. So I felt the movement, and that movement was like, I felt like, yeah, I did it. I made that pigeon alive again. So after seeing back that bird, after seeing that pigeon again, that was really a bad feeling for me, which I can't really express in words in this season. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening and stay safe. Stay healthy. Thank you.